Blog Talk Radio.
Of Let's Talk. Good evening and welcome to another episode of Let's Talk About It. You are listening to the 1,515th episode on Purpose Kingdom Network. I'm your girl, Adrian Misunderstandings Allen, better known as Misunderstood Adrian. And alongside of me, I got my sister right now. She comes in with a bang. You heard it, right? It's like, if you didn't know who she was, she's sometimes called the CEO, sometimes just called a friend, sometimes called pastor, sometimes called Chaffee. And for a lot of kids, she's Gampy. And for the evening, she's a child of the Most High God with a beautiful vision that said we was going to offer a call of salvation every time we got on the air. We've been doing this thing for the last 5.5 years. So I want to welcome the world or introduce to the world to my sister Chaffee.
My lady.
Colleen Tordet.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord. I just bless and praise God for being here this evening, and I'm excited. And we do have also Sister Janice is with us, but her background is a little loud right now, so she's going to be joining in with us in a second. But I'm just excited. I'm excited. It's been a minute since we've been at the table.
It seems to be so. And you could tell that we haven't been at the table when all hell be breaking loose outside in the world. So what we'd like to do is we invite you to call in live on the air. The number to join us live is 319-527-6091. Now, if you are new to Purpose Kingdom, I want to welcome you to the kingdom and let you know it's going down in the PK. It's going down in the PK. Now, I want y'all to know that was hot back in the day, because when we started, I think that song was the DM song was going down in the DM, was like brand new. So for it to be going down in the PK, the same way it was going down in your DM, it was almost like, all right, well, don't worry about that DM, because you can get the PK and you can get a better message and a better way of life and a better living and everything. So if you have not already gotten a chance to check out our archives, you need to go to www.blogtalkradio.com/Purpose Kingdom, and you can really go on in there and have a ball. It's 1,514 episodes in there that you can have at your leisure. Now, if you would like to binge listen, I advise you to binge listen, but let the enemy know that you here to come to get a word. So when you come to get a word, you got to remember that when you come to get the word, you automatically know that you got every type of thing fighting against you already. Especially if you're one of those people that don't really do good in your life. You know, I'm not really speaking to you, but I'm speaking to you because I know that you're on here anyway. Because sometimes people just hook up to see what we are talking about so that they can have something else to talk about. However, whichever way you have joined the line today, we welcome you, and we want you to be able to take whatever you hear and literally go back and start conversations in your own life. If you're at work, this used to be for the water cooler or the copy machine. If you're still in a place where you are not, you're like coming remotely from somewhere, then remotely on your Zoom call, start to have these conversations, like break in. It is time to infiltrate as believers of the kingdom of God, and that we know that there is a better. It is now time for us to start to see things and call them out and say, that ain't right. We're going to fix that right now. So, ladies, let's talk about it.
Let's
319 527-6091 is that number to call in. If you are impelled to speak, press 1, and then that signals the board, and then you will hear a beep, and it will be then your turn to speak. It's a lot going on in the world. And y'all know we come from Philadelphia, so we have to, I just want to say something like to the spirit of Philadelphia right now. Not the boat, but everybody that's breathing and living in the spirit of Philadelphia, we can do this. We have done this. And if we claim that we are doing this, the other things will start to fall off of us. That means bad relationships, bad attitudes, bad everything. When you, because it's everywhere. It's out here right now. Now is like the thing where young ladies are getting killed. I ain't never seen it. I mean, okay, you in the street and everything, you getting killed because you in the street. Now ladies are getting killed because they're on the street. It's becoming different. So because it's becoming different, instead of speaking on it and then just going in on it, we're going to say, God, fix that. But
yeah,
when we come, you know what I mean? When we come to the table, we don't have to speak on it, because I believe that words give power, and our words are very powerful. So I've thought that tonight what we would do is to not so much speak of the obvious, but let's talk about the things that we are not, the things that are no longer serving us. Let's look at them and see if there's a better way of going about how we're doing what we're doing, or not doing, for that matter. So, ladies, we always like to start it off with the prayer to kind of let the enemy know that not right now. Because if you didn't do it right now, if you ain't did it 10 minutes ago, you should have did that 10 minutes ago, because right now I'm about to give my whole full undivided attention to what is about to be mentioned. So I'm not sure who's going to pray, or the last couple of times we've gone forth, I think it was like me mom started it, and then Sister Janice, you started, and then Chappie ends it out. However, whatever the spirit is leading, I believe that we just need to let the spirit know we in this building. And it's time to get started.
Amen.
Ladies.
We're in this building together. Yes. Father, which art in heaven, I come to you, Lord, as humble as I know how, asking you, Lord Jesus, please, Father God, heal the land, heal our people, Lord Jesus. Let them see, Lord Jesus, that you're on your way, Lord. Let them know that they need to bow down and ask for forgiveness. Let them know that they need to accept you into their lives as their personal savior. Lord, I'm asking you, Father God, to please cover the world, cover your children in this world, Lord Jesus. Please, Lord, cover them in your blood from the top of their heads to the sole of their feet, and let them know, Lord Jesus, whatever they're holding tight onto that mean them no good, Lord Jesus, Lord, let them let it go, Lord. Show them how to let go and let you, Lord. It's in your mighty name, Jesus Christ, I do pray. Hallelujah. Amen, amen, and amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Father God, your word says to us that if your people who are called by your name would turn from their wicked ways, seek your face, humble themselves and pray, then would you hear from heaven and heal our land. Father God, we come humbly bow before you this evening, calling and praising and magnifying your holy name. We come, Father God, turning from our wicked ways. We come, Father God, seeking your holy face, Father God. We come, Father God, saying that you are still the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the omnipotent God, the all-knowing God. You are the omniscient God, the God that is everywhere, Father. You are the hallelujah God, the omnipotent God, the God that is all powerful. Father, you know what is going on all around us, Father God. We ask right now in the name of Jesus that you will move by your might and your power, Father God. In the name of Jesus, for you said where two or three are gathered together, touching and agreeing in your name, there you would be in the midst, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father God. Father God, we ask that you will release a fresh anointing of your Holy Spirit. Spirit upon the three of us right now, Father God, from the crown of our head to the bottom of our feet, Father God, that as you pour in us, you will saturate these airwaves in the name of Jesus, that you will let the enemy know that he has no power. He shall have no victory. He shall have no glory in the name of Jesus, that you release the shackles of bondage that hold your creation bound in the name of Jesus, God. In the name of Jesus, God, we speak an end to hatred and a releasing of love. In the name of Jesus, we speak an end to confusion and a releasing of peace. In the name of Jesus, we speak an end to grieving and a releasing of, in the name of Jesus, we speak an end to that spirit of lack and not enough, and we speak a release of abundance into your people's lives in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We thank you, we praise you, we magnify and we glorify you, Father God. Hallelujah, God, in the name of Jesus, Father. We ask that you will heal the sick this evening, Father God. For you said in your word that whatever we ask in your son Jesus' name, we shall have it, Father God. If we believe it in our hearts, Father God, we come believing this evening, Father God, for restoration this evening, for healing this evening, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, we believe souls will be saved this evening, Father God, that backslidden souls will come back into right fellowship this evening, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Hallelujah, God. Amen, amen, and amen.
Amen. And if you are out there and you are listening, we are welcoming you to join in with us today at this table. If there's something that you think that you need to maybe drop, today is the day that maybe it can be dropped. Not no maybe it can be dropped. You know how they say you got to put it on the altar, but you got to leave it there? There's some people that I know that pray about the same thing every week, every day. So then the question to you is, are you praying? Is he coming? Has he not shown up in your life yet? What you are praying for, does it serve you? Are you asking for things that you know you should not have? Or are you asking for the things that you want or the things that you think that you want? These are just questions that kind of come through as you're talking to people and you're hearing people going through the different situations. I don't know why he didn't ask me to marry me yet. Huh? Well, let me touch on that. First and foremost, are you marriage material? Are you wanting to be married? Or are you wanting to be something else? Like, I don't know. But these are the kinds of questions that we want to kind of dig deep into tonight. The blessing of it is y'all got Chappie on the line. So y'all know anytime you get me, my crazy brain, and then Chappie, I might say something. And everybody think that what I'm saying is all the way wrong, all the way left, and is inappropriate. It didn't need to be said. But then when we find out that it comes straight out of the Word of God, I just didn't say it like it came out the book. But dang it, if I didn't hear it and heard it and learned it and manifested it into something that was being said. So tonight is like a no judgment zone. Because there's some things that you are serving that are not serving you anymore. And it's okay. And the blessing of it is I believe that you have to speak it out loud. I think you have to be honest about it. Like, if you know you're messing up and you haven't really said it to anyone, then you literally haven't used what they say, like, confess it with your heart. Like, you got to say it out loud. You need a buddy. You got to find a buddy. Now, tonight, myself, Sister Janet, and Talene, Pastor Talene, might be able to help you out. But you got to be willing to push the button and then say, you know what? This ain't really serving me. You know, I've been smoking cigarettes for 55 years, but I can't breathe. It's maybe time to give them up. I'm just saying. You know, I mean, am I wrong, chap? Am I wrong by saying what it is? Because you got to be honest about what you're dealing with, so that God can honestly come in and help you. Am I wrong?
No, you're not wrong. You're not wrong at all. And it's funny because as you were talking,
it was a scripture, it was a scripture. See what I mean, y'all? See what I mean, y'all? Don't think that the girl is all the way off, because if you speak in the pastor can hear a scripture that says you need to get connected closer with God and get closer in your word so it can make sense. Go on, break it down for him, Chad.
When you first started speaking, you were talking about people that are praying and they don't see an answer from God, or they're not get, you know, they keep going back for the same thing over and over and over again, and they're not getting an answer. They're not getting whatever it is. They're not receiving what it is that they're asking for. And it made me think of James chapter 4, verse 3. It says, you ask and do not receive because you ask with wrong motives so that you may spend it on your own pleasures. That we have to be careful what it is that we're asking for. If I go into the Amplified Bible, the Amplified Bible, I'm trying to get down to the third verse. It says, you ask God for something and do not receive it because you ask with wrong motives, out of selfishness or with an unrighteous agenda, so that when you get what you want, you may spend it on your hideous desires. That's the Amplified version. So we have to be careful what we pray for. We have to search our heart for what it is we're asking for. Is this something that we're asking for because it serves us? Or is this something that we're asking for that is within the will of God for us? Are we trying to ask him to allow us to hold on to something that he's saying, yo, I'm trying to take this away from you. Like, I'm trying to take this away from you because this is going to kill you. This is going to hinder you. Like, for an example, people always go, well, how can you love something and it can hinder you? I love strawberries. I love strawberries, especially if they're fresh and just like fresh and that deep red and really sweet. I love strawberries. However, if I eat a strawberry, it'll kill me because I'm allergic to strawberries. So as much as I love them, I can't have them. Now you have some people that sit and go, oh girl, just bless them strawberries and eat them. Where's your faith? Well, I do have faith, but I also have wisdom. And God has said, hey, if you put that in your system, it's going to kill you. I use that analogy with my allergy to strawberries. That's how we are with a lot of things. God is saying, no, I got to take that away from you, son. I got to take that away from you, daughter. Or I got to move you out of that, daughter. I got to move you out of that, son. Because if I allow you to stay there, it will kill your spirit. It will kill your soul. It will hinder your walk to where I'm trying to get you to.
Amen. Yes.
So I hope that answered your question, Sister Adrian. Yes, that is scripture in there.
Mm. All I can say is that I had a situation like that today. I've been dealing with this person forever and a day. I believe anyone that knows me has told me in all types of ways to get away from this person. Remove this person from your world. Like, move on so that you can do this or do that. But God forbid, I think that I can step out and do something different. Well, today I got an understanding and a beautiful awakening that then turned around to give us this topic for today. So I'm sure it will be in the scripture because I had a moment of sadness in my day because I allowed someone into my presence that God had already told me years ago to let go. And so what I had to do was I really had to reevaluate, why is it that this person is still in my life? Like, what is it about me that I am not hearing or that I am not clicking to that still allows this person to come in and do the things that they do? But that's when I realized, oh, it is me, and I just allowed this. And when I allowed this, what I'm doing is I'm actually taking power from God and allowing the enemy to rule in my life.
Amen.
That was an unacceptable situation for me. I realized in the midst of the bad conversation that we were having that I switched the whole conversation, like, let me do this a different way. This is my house, and you can leave. I've never done that to that person, and it was a beautiful thing. Look, now, if I ain't talked to that person 2-3 days later, I think that the best thing that I ever was supposed to do was buck up enough heart to say, get out. Because if you don't show back up, or if they don't show back up, then that means that that literally was probably the best thing for you to do. But Jeff just said something that was major, because I can be in a great spirit, have all of these great things, but then let the person show up and take it all away. And that's not fair. So if you're out here and you're listening tonight, and there's a thing, there's a person, there's something that when you do it, it causes you to feel bad. Or when you do it or when you're around them, you feel different than who you really are. Tonight is the night where you learn how to just let it go. If it is not serving you, especially in 2021, I'll tell y'all ladies, because you know y'all, we the ones that started the whole thing. So here go 2022. You know how they always got the new 2022? Well, let's start ours now so that before everybody starts getting on it, maybe they'll just get on ours, okay? But how about the brand new you in 2022? Boo, they ain't ready for you. In 2022, however you need to do, whatever you need to do, just know that it's you coming out in 2022.
Amen. We just got to make sure that we just have to make sure and be precise that we're going to let it go and not go back into it, because we as human can see things in our own way, and, you know, and we long and want to have things, you know, thinking that it's of God. You know how some of us can say, I was waiting on, I needed let's use this as an example. I needed a couple of dollars because I needed to pay a phone bill. I needed to pay the gas bill, something like that. You know, and then you can have something conniving come your way and thinking that, okay, this is God that sent this person to me to loan me this covered out or possibly even give it to me, you know. Then I wind up taking this here $2 so that I can pay this phone bill or the gas bill, and next thing you know, this person wants something else out of it. First, you're feeling so good about it because, yay, God done sent this person in my life. So what I'm saying to that is that we can mistakenly
the spirit in the wrong way, you know. But if we keep our minds open and understand what God is trying to tell us, then we'll know what we need to do, because He gives us discernment, you know. And we have to see that discernment, because we know what's good. We have instincts, you know. And if we accept things because I want it, you know, so therefore I'm going to go ahead and take it. Next thing you know, you got somebody in your mind, in your face telling you, well, you remember that $150 that loaned you to pay your gas bill or your phone bill or something? You know, oh, yeah, I remember that. Thank you. I really appreciate it. But I thought you gave it to me. No, it wasn't loan. But I need something in return. You know, and then the something in return is something crazy. Oh, well, I got to try to find a way to give you that back. So when we go to God wholeheartedly and we pray and we ask God for what we need, and we ask Him, you know, and real, you know, instead of like, oh, well, I know God's going to work it out, you know, and if God don't work it out, you know, I'll make a way. No. You're not going to make a way. You're not going to find a way, because you have to go to God and ask God in a wholeheartedly way. You have to mean it and feel it, you know, because He also told us not to be foolish as well, you know. So basically just try to feel that discernment and feel that understanding. We know what's right and we know what's wrong, because we're going to see the crooked walk, you know. So we just have to be mindful of watching and with our eyes on the Lord, you know. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Because you have to, you know, it's funny you said that. We have to remember that Satan, Lucifer, the enemy, the devil, the prince of all wickedness, whatever you want to call him,
amen,
he is the prince of these airwaves. He's the prince of the air. So when you pray out loud, He hears your prayer just like God hears your prayer. And if you remember, I believe it was the Archangel Michael who was trying to come with the answer to, I want to say it was Moses. Now I'm going to have to look this up so I can give you the right information. But he was coming with the answer to the prayer, and he said, I got held up because Lucifer did, fighting Lucifer to get this answer to you.
Wow.
And the other thing we have to remember is that enemy does not come in the fashion that you don't like. He comes in what you like. If you don't like alcohol, he's not going to tempt you with alcohol. If you don't like men or like women, he's not going to tempt you. Like, if that's not your twist, if that's not what your thing is, that's not what he's going to tempt you with. He's going to tempt you with what you like. So if you sit near saying, God, I need a husband or I need a wife, and I need them to be God-fearing, and I need them to go to church, and I need this, and I need that, and I need the other, Satan sitting there going, oh, I got the perfect one that can fake that thing for you for a little while. So we have to stay prayerful, because this is the one thing I've learned in life. When God moves, He sends confirmation of His movement. When God moves in somebody's life, the whole world know that there wasn't nothing but nobody but God, whether they want to admit it or not. Everybody that ever knew you go, man, I know them when they what? They preaching, they witnessing, they singing for the Lord, they doing what? What? I remember when they was in the street doing da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. And you can sit there and don't get upset and say, you so right. I remember when I was out in the streets doing all of that too. But God, hallelujah.
Amen. Shout out to the used to. Shout out to the used to ministry. Girls, you used to. Yes, I did. Highline, I used to do that. I used to do
everything I thought I was big and bad enough to do. And the other thing that Janice said that I wanted to piggyback off of is she said, you know, you sit there and you say, well, I'm going to believe that God going to make a way. But if He don't, I'll figure something out. So why should He make a way? You already doubting Him.
Amen.
As soon as you said, but if He don't, you just said, oh, I hope he makes the way, but I'm going to come up with a plan B just in case he does. No. There is no plan B. You either going to trust him or you not.
No.
All right, now I know someone out there right now.
I'm sorry. Every time Jesus heals somebody.
Keep that going.
He said your faith has made you whole. He said when the man came about his daughter, when the centurion soldier came about his daughter was at home dying or dead, and he came up to Jesus, and he was like, yo, my daughter dying. I'm paraphrasing it, y'all, but y'all can read it in one of the four Gospels. He's like, yo, my daughter is dying and dead, and I need you to heal him. And he was like, okay, take me there. And he was like, no, you ain't got to go. Listen, I'm a soldier. I'm a leader in the army. I give commands, and when I say something, it takes place because it came from me. I already know who you are to God. If you speak it, it's going to be so. God said, no, Jesus said, no greater faith have I seen in all of Israel.
Amen.
Because the man believed God would do it.
Now, how many of us out here, but we don't have a belief that God is really going to do it? Because if you have an idea of something that you think that you're going to do, but you also have the other option and the other option and the other option, you really don't want to just check your options and then check the motives, like she said in the very beginning, because you could be asking for these things to just redo your life. You know how many people thought that you wasn't ever going to make it? So now you just want to make it so that you can prove to those people that you made it. That might not be why he wants you to make it. Because if you do make it, that ain't the reason why he's helping you make it. Now, if you have people in your life that are watching you live your life, and like Chappie said, when it happens, ain't nobody going to have any questions. They're not going to have anything to say because, believe it or not, you living your life and you walking your life out is going to be that living testimony, as they say. Like, let your testimony be the light, because as long as you're sharing what God is doing in your life, it is allowing the enemy to have to, it's making the enemy have to walk away from you, because what's going on in quiet is no longer quiet. You're manifesting the things that you need because you're saying them out loud. A lot of times, the best thing to say is that I just don't know. Because if you can say that I don't know, then that says that God has allowed, you have allowed at least God to come in and figure it out. Because, oh, I shouldn't say figure it out. I should say work it out. Because one thing that we do know is that our lives are already determined. Our lives are predestined, as they say, before we were even in the womb. But the question is, because you don't know, how is it that you're supposed to live your life? You're supposed to say that all of the bad things that happen are supposed to be the things that happen? Because you know how the people, we always have that person that says, well, there's babies dying every day. God is doing that. Yeah, sort of, kind of, because if God is in charge of all of it and babies are dying, trust me, there's not a baby that has died that has not touched at least three lives. Whether that baby was here for an hour, never made it to actually breathing any air, or they were like 2 years old. The shout out that I know, the little one that I know is, we went to the funeral. There was a 2-year-old. Who served? It was a service for a 2-year-old. Now, I watched 82-year-olds and 92-year-olds tell me that it wasn't going to be nobody at the funeral because the baby was only 2 years old. Like, you know, like they ain't did nothing in the 2 years that they've been here. Now, mind you, these people that I was talking were 82, 72, and 92. So that meant that they done did this thing beyond over. But they believe that the baby didn't have anyone there for them. So in my mind, this is when I was really, really like just flip with it. I was trying to figure out, well, why would they even say that? Because you're the one that's not going to have nobody show up at your damn funeral. You know what I mean? Like, you 82 and just mad at the world, and nobody's going to show up when you die. But I believe that I'm looking for something different. I want to say shout out to Little Rose, because Little Rose is an angel that I will always remember, because not only was she a two-year-old that only did 2 years of life, but she had a packed standing room only, plus outside people showed up for her funeral. It was monumental to me. But I think the blessing that I really got out of it was watching the 62, the 72, the 82, and the 92-year-olds that determined that that little two-year-old didn't have any kind of life to be touching. I'd seen them all watch all of those people show up. That's what I got.
We have to remember that, one, all life is important to God. Amen. All life is. And we all come with a purpose. We all come with a purpose. And although this is the blessing in this situation, this particular blessing does not often bring, and I'm not going to say doesn't often. I know it doesn't. I've watched it happen. It doesn't bring comfort at the time that that parent and that family is burying their baby, especially that young. However, the blessing is we know they are at the age of innocence. They are not at the age of being capable of decisions. So we know that they went directly back unto the Lord. For example, to share, one of my daughters had gotten pregnant and carried the baby to 6 months, and it was a little girl, and she lost my granddaughter, and we were all heartbroken. And maybe about 2-3 months after we lost her, I was at work one day, and somebody had walked up to me, and they said, "Hey, I got a message for you. For you from the Lord that he wants you to deliver to your daughter." And I said, "Okay, what's the message?" And he said, "That baby came to do exactly what God sent it to do, to strengthen her womb. The one she's about to receive, she'll carry full term." And I was like, wow, because I don't know this man, and how did this man even know? But it wasn't that the man knew. It was that God knew. He was just the, you know, microphone or the cell phone, we would say, that he was using to call me to get my attention, because I wasn't hearing it in the prayer, because I was caught up in my own grief and then in the grief of my daughter. And how, you know, the worst thing as a mother is to see your child hurting and you can't do nothing to ease that pain.
Amen.
You're not a mother. You don't understand that. But for the real mothers out there, ain't nothing in the world worse to you, cut deeper to you, than to see your child in a situation or hurting, and there's nothing you can do to help.
Amen.
So, and just like that, the word came to me from this stranger. 3 months after I had given her that message, she found out she was expecting my grandson, Austin, who is here today. So I'm saying that to say that every baby serves a purpose.
Amen.
Whether they're here for years, if they made just what I call a cameo appearance, you know, they was either in the womb or came out and the Lord just snatched them right back. It served a purpose. Sometimes it's a wake-up call. Because this the thing, if it was a packed sanctuary, I know somebody got saved that day. And if somebody got saved that day, then that means that baby's purpose was to come for that short period of time so that he or she could get to know that one person who walked down that aisle and gave their life to Christ. We can never negate a life.
I know that feeling. I had a neighbor just lost her child in the fire, and this neighbor, a well, ex-neighbor, they were, it was just like a high and wave of both thing with me and this neighbor. But she had this kid, and when she had him, you know, I looked at him, he was so handsome, a cute little baby. And then I watched this baby grow to the age of 9, and his mother had left for a while, moved back. When she moved back, he was 2 years old. And I was like, oh, my goodness, that's my baby. But me and this baby had a rapport. I don't know what it was, but what I done, but this baby had gotten close to me when he would see me. Every time he would leave and come back, his mother would probably come back, not this summer, but next summer. But he would always remember me, and every time I saw him, he would have this great big old smile, and I'd look across the street, and I'd walk across the street and give him a hug. You know, just last summer I saw him, and, well, he saw me, and I didn't see him, and I was heading in a house. And now he's up to the point where he crossed the street by himself. So all I felt was, all I heard was this little pitter-patter, and I turned around, and when I turned around, he smiled and had his arms stretched out wide to give me a hug. And I was like, oh, wow, but I just didn't understand, you know, and I, Jesus, I didn't know what that was about, you know. Maybe the baby needed love. I don't know. Maybe I showed him that kind of love. But just to remember that smile and that a hug that he always gave me from the time he turned 2 years old, he would look across the street and see me and smile, possibly wave, you know, and I would always go and give him a hug. And maybe once I gave him that first hug, it was a lasting hug. So by the time he saw me again, he remembered that this is the lady that always gave me a hug. And I always gave her this great big old smile, you know. But he passed away in a fire about 4 or 5 days ago, you know. And I'm just praying for the family, with the family, you know, this will be all right, and hoping that they accepted Christ, you know.
Here's the thing that we all, especially as believers, have to remember. Sometimes God sends people to minister to us too. And believe it or not, listening to you tell that story, that baby was ministering to you through his hugs. It wasn't that he needed the hug. You needed the hug.
Wow.
And he gave
it. And that's powerful.
I listened
to, because just listening to her, right, did it sound like it? It's so powerful because it's the things that we do. It's the things that we do that we think that we're doing it for other people, but they've actually been put in our lives so that we can do that, so that it can become exactly what God wants it to be for us, a healing. And it's really sad that the baby is no longer there. However, the moment will always be there forever. Like, so now, even if the parents won't see the baby, now when they see you, they'll have a moment of remembering, you know? And it's, y'all just all had that conversation now. There's a young lady whose son just died in a real bad accident. And on Facebook, all she's doing is really, really expressing herself. And it's okay to express. Well, as she's expressing, I made the comment because I went to school with her. Lo and behold, that my son in his growing up, like he's 20 now, but my son knows this woman and her son. To the point where they've had a relationship for so many years that he actually calls her, like, the play mom. So as all of this tragedy is happening, I have to go back and rest on the fact that, wow, I need to touch base with her because I know it might not be the right thing to say, but damn it if you didn't know my son, and we grew up together, and we're, like, so cool together, but we never seen each other after high school. So how is it that the universe hooked that up so that my son is, like, your son? You understand? But now her son has been tragically taken out of this equation, and the only thing you can do for a person is just show up. Sometimes there ain't nothing to, like, it's nothing to be said, but sometimes it'll be just a smile. That family might not ever come across the street, Janice, but just the fact that you were the one got me that lit the baby. But every time they see you, there'll be a moment in that, and sometimes we need to rest on that. You might not know what's going on. You might not know how God is doing it. But understand that if you believe that he is doing it, trust and believe he is doing it.
Amen.
Now, I don't know what time it is actually in the hour, but I believe right now would be a good time to let anybody know that if you don't have a personal relationship with Christ, that you need to have one. Why do I say that? Because it is 2022. It's 2021. 2022 is coming real close. And if there are still people having a conversation about knowing who the Savior is, who was actually sent to do what it was that was supposed to do for you, me, and everybody else, anybody that is willing to take it and accept it, so you mean to tell me that because of the fact that you still questioning, you can't grab this, you can't grab that? Because of the fact that you still having a question of a name or a process, this is not a miracle for you. We've been walking around with people that have just been making the choice to not belong. There's a moment in us where we all need to think about it. If not for you, it'll be the people that are connected to you that might need to know how to get to the light.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry. I don't know what time it is, but chat, like, or y'all run it down because y'all are in the spirit of it. And so you're out there and you're listening, now's the time to call in so that you can put it out there, because if you're trying to get rid of something and you need witnesses to get rid of the thing, 319-527-6091 is the number. Let's do the call of salvation so we can do the announcement so that we can do a take it back, because it is that time. It's October, and it's time to take some stuff back.
Amen. Amen. I'm here. I'm sorry. I'm just hearing right this second. I'm sorry. I got to be obedient to the Holy Spirit for a second. I'm sorry, y'all. We're going to get to the call, and it goes right into the call. But Mother Janice, you said this baby passed away about 5 days ago?
About three to 4 days ago.
3 to 4 days ago? Okay. Share the hug, because what Adrian said was right. They may never come across the street, but you know how to go across the street. Go share the hug.
Amen.
If they don't know Christ, introduce them to Christ. But share the hug. My closest friend this day, I met her because her son passed away. And I never knew her before her son passed away. And someone called me the night before the funeral and said they need somebody to eulogize her baby and to commit the body. And they told me what happened. And I said, no, we're not going to let the baby not have nobody over him. And it's going to be too many souls that need to hear, have a seed planted. And we went and did what God told us to do. And from that, it was maybe 5 years later that we were sitting one day on the phone talking, and she said, you know, I just always wonder, like, I asked God, why did he let my son get killed? And I said, you know, I'll answer that for you if you promise not to get upset. And she said, go ahead. I said, he had to die so that you could meet me, so that I could walk you back to Christ.
Jesus.
And until this day, it's almost 10 years later, we still call ourselves Bopsy twins. So
powerful.
I'm saying, say,
powerful.
They, every soul is important and serves a purpose, and it mean every soul means something to God, and it means something so much so that over 2,000 years ago, he stepped into the form of flesh and walked amongst us, tabernacled amongst us, dwelt amongst us, and then laid his life down on a old rugged cross to redeem us, and then rose from the grave to offer us eternal life. Now, some people will sit there and go, oh, well, God is all powerful. He don't need no sidekick. What I need you to understand is that Jesus Christ is not his sidekick. God said that for the redemption of sin, there must be the shedding of pure, innocent blood. The problem is that since Adam sinned, there has not been any pure, innocent blood. Think about it. The one thing you don't have to tell a child how to do is to lie or to sneak. It's in their DNA all the way back from Adam since the great fall. However, because there was no pure, innocent blood, any pure, innocent blood that could redeem back the forgiveness of the sin, the only thing that God could do was step into flesh. Hallelujah, God. So that he, that pure creator, that pure love, stepping into flesh could become that pure sacrifice to redeem us back from the power of death, hell, and the grave. Now, some people say, well, he didn't do too good a thing because people still die. Yes, our flesh perishes from the earth we were created and from the earth we shall return. However, although perishes, our soul and our spirit remains. And the question is, where shall your soul and spirit remain? Well, let me tell you, your spirit, the breath, goes back unto he who gave it, God. But your soul, you have to choose where it's going to go, because God is not going to force himself on you. He is not a thief. He is not a rapist. He is not an abuser. He is not going to make you love him. You have to choose to love him and to receive him into your life. And you do that through accepting the gift that he gave you, which was himself, through his son. We call him Jesus Christ in English, Isa in Arabic, Yeshua in Hebrew, Jesus in Spanish. We're talking about the God-man, Jesus Christ, the Messiah. And if you accept him, if you believe in your heart that he is the Son of God and that he died on the cross and rose from the grave, then you can say this simple prayer. You don't have to say it exactly how I say it. You just, one, say, Father God, I ask you to forgive me of my sins. I accept the gift that you gave me, which is your son Jesus, into my life. I ask him to make me new in Jesus' name. Amen. And if you say it, then you tell somebody. The second part of that scripture, if you believe in your heart, it says if you confess it out of your mouth, tell somebody. You don't have to wait until Sunday morning, Sabbath school. You can get on the phone and say, hey, I accepted Jesus as my personal Savior. I gave my life to Christ tonight. I've decided to have a personal relationship with God. Or you can send a text message out. You can email us, send any way you choose to do it. If you're listening via the live stream, you can call in at 319-527-6091 and press 1 and say, hey, I don't really want to say nothing except that I gave my life to Christ. However it is you choose to do it, once you say it out of your mouth, according to God's word, you are saved. And we welcome you to the kingdom of God. Now, we encourage you to find the Bible Believing, Teaching, Preaching Sanctuary, where you can grow in the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ and heal from the trials and the tribulations of this world. However, until you do, bless God. That is why he has Purpose Kingdom Network here for you. Please join us tomorrow evening at 9 p.m. for another broadcast of Purpose Kingdom Network. with One Touch Transformation and the host, Minister Arsenius Jackson. Again, 9 p.m. right here on www.blogtalkradio.com/purposekingdom. You can follow us on any of our social media web pages. We have Facebook, LinkedIn at Purpose Kingdom, Instagram and Twitter, Purpose_Kingdom, or you can go right to our webpage at www.pknradio.com and reach out to us there. Either way you do it, we would love to hear from you. We would love to pray for you. We would love to pray with you. We would love to talk to you. And I know y'all can hear how I'm rushing on because it is time for us to go take it back, and we have not taken some stuff back in a minute. So come on, ladies, let's take it back.
Well, I think that the first thing that I want to take back and I need to take back is some time.
Amen.
I have given up time to make relationships not work, or relationships that don't serve me, they don't work. So I'm taking my time back. I want to take the time that I'm trying to figure out why and how, the things, the questions. I'm taking it back because I can rest on the fact that God got it.
Amen.
That's what I'm taking back. That's a major take it back for me right now.
Amen. Amen. Well, ladies, my take back is the knowledge. The knowledge and knowing Christ, the knowledge and understanding, and the knowledge and wanting to get to be a God, you know, and that's where a lot of things that a lot of us forget, you know, where Christ is in our life, you know, so we start doing other things instead of being steadfast and doing what we're supposed to do or what we were called to do, you know. So that's my take back, knowledge and getting to know Christ. And actually, me, myself, I want to fall in love with Jesus all over again. I want to fall in love with God. Mm-hmm. Amen.
Amen. So it's funny that you say you want to fall in love with God all over again, because my take it back is love.
Amen.
I want to thank love. There is so much hatred and anger running rampant throughout the streets of every nation.
Yes.
Where's the love? And I don't mean the love for self. I mean love for others. Just genuine love. Just caring that the person next door to you may not have something to eat, or just caring that the child down the street might need help, or just caring, general love, love for humankind, love for life. I don't mean love to the place where, you know, it becomes that obsession and you're afraid to die because that becomes a sin. I'm talking about love in the of respect of life. Where is love? Why does every disagreement have to turn into a fight or murder? Why do we have to steal when we can just ask? Where is the love?
Amen.
So that's my take. And to understand the love, you have to be connected to the source of love. When I read statistics,
where is the love?
Yes.
I could not help that. I'm sorry. Y'all, that's like, that. Come on. No, seriously, though. It's so true.
When I read the statistics talk about all the millions of people around the world who are supposed to be Christians. And if we're Christians, that means we're followers of Jesus Christ. And if we're followers of Jesus Christ, that means there's supposed to be an overabundance of love being shown. So my question is it really that millions of Christians, or is the problem that there's a bunch of Christians and not enough believers? Because we should be overflowing with love. There's more Christians than there are atheists. Well, we sort of neck and neck with some Jews around the world, but atheists, Muslims, like, we're still the number one so-called organized religion. Where's the love? If we follow Christ,
and do you speak of it?
We follow Christ.
Do you speak of it? I know a lot of Christians that have, it's like a secret society of the elite and the finest. So if you're not an elite and a finest, they don't even open up to you. Like, I know so many people that swear to God all the way up and down. They are they are the best thing that ever happened to church and everything, but yet they don't even talk to the people that are on their block. Like, so they get in their car to go and to do whatever the job is that they've been served, they've been called to serve, but yet the people that live on the block, they don't get any conversation with the people that live on the block. How does God really look in that?
Wait,
maybe that's something that we can talk about later. Look, because I think it's about to be over, but that sounds like a whole situation, right?
It is, but wait, I gotta go there, which you said they won't talk to the people on the block. What about the people that's getting ready to go serve, but you being mean, nasty, rude, and cussing out the folks on the block before you go serve? I'm just saying, because I've seen that happen. So we're going, like you said, we're going to talk about that later.
So y'all already know. The next time y'all hear, let's talk about it. Y'all know what we're talking about. We talking about it. We talking about you. We talking about that nasty. Because sometimes it's the nasty that the people see that it don't give them no room to see God.
Amen.
Yeah.
And like you say, and the next time, Adrian, what's your thing?
It's going down. It's going down in the PK. You better tell somebody. Listen, y'all, if y'all don't know, it's so much stuff going on. Okay, quiet is kept. Y'all heard today is the day. If you have not paid attention to your social media, today social media was shut down. They are saying that it's a problem. I'm letting y'all know that we should be more cognizant of what is really going on, because somewhere down the line, as long as everyone is speaking, no one is being heard. So y'all have to start to watch and pay attention. I'm glad that you're already affiliated with Purpose Kingdom Network. So if you don't know, you better start to figure it out. But know that you got a good place to come with PKN, because, like I said, Facebook, Instagram, all that stuff was down today. And they're giving you a nice little, it's just not working. But y'all got to pay attention, because there's a whole lot of stuff that's about to start coming down the blink. So the believers are supposed to be the ones speaking up. That way we can speak right in the midst of wrong. So that someone else knows that we don't have to just all conform to wrong as long as there's a right. And that is what we're talking about. So I am glad that we did get a chance to sit and talk about the things that aren't serving us. Because next week or 2 weeks from now when we come back, we really are going to talk about the fact that that is the spirit that's inside of us. And however it's inside of us, if it's coming out that way, then the question is, if that's the only example of God that they can see, is that why they're not coming? I'm just saying. Because I know some people that swear off by far that I would show up at their church. And I'm thinking of myself, I'm sitting in the damn car. I love them, but I'm sitting in the car because they don't realize what they just said, or they don't realize what they just did, or they don't realize that we just drove by 12 people, and every single one of them could have got a word. But we chose not to give the word because you wanted to give the word to the people in the building.
Mm-hmm.
Like that kind of stuff. You know what I mean? That kind of stuff. So I want to say my good evening for the evening is I heard somebody say something, and it was like, what is it? Oh, there's a song. They'll know that we're Christians by our love. That is the song. That's what they say. And they'll know we are Christians by our love. Like, and that's how they know. So if you're the person that people come to, you're the person that is always the one standing out in the crowd, you know what I mean? It could be your love. And I know a lot of people might not want to hear that, because if you're the person that people call on, if you're the person that people need when they're going through something, you become that person that feels like you're the trash can because everyone is coming to dump their stuff on you. So then the question is, what do you do with their stuff? Are you the recycle bin? Can you take their trash and make it love? Because if you're not taking trash and making it love, then that means you're taking somebody else's trash, and now you got trash. And they want to know what's wrong with you. What you mean what's wrong with me? You call me every day, and you give me your damn trash. So there's a place in there where we can recycle the trash through love.
Amen.
And that allows everything to come full circle. That allows people to see you for who you are, for whose you are, but it's because of the love that you show that keeps people grounded. Mm-hmm. And if you got kids and they talking to people and you don't know why they talking to the people, forget about the stranger danger of things, right? But think that that person that that baby is talking to got good angels. That's why the baby is connected. So you stop telling the baby to stop and start paying attention.
Amen.
Start asking yourself, why is this baby always breaking their necks to see this person? Or, you know, like Mima just said, trust me, I see babies that do things in strollers and parents be completely in awe because they've never seen their children do it.
And guess what, y'all? Wait a minute, y'all. We're going to leave it right there on that cliffhanger. We want you to join us back here. And we want you to join us back here in 2 weeks where we will have another episode of Let's Talk About It. And Sister Adrienne is going to pick up with the babies and the amazing things they do in the stroller. And we're going to pick up with, you know, where is the love and how we supposed to be Christians and what we doing, because we going to end this before Blog Talk ends it on us, because we are in the archives. We thank each and every one of you for listening in, but bless and praise God. We, until the next time that we get to do this again, good night and God bless y'all.
Jesus bless.
Good night.
He raised me. I will not lose. He saved me, I will not lose. Set me free, I will not lose.
Never wanna see me down, I will not lose.
He saved me.